In many ways to find yourself some delightful habatuki. Let's take a look at chapter 3, Supermarket Habatuki. One of the best places to find a willing participant in the fine art of grappling is there. First of all, you must always shop between 5 and 6 p.m., right when all the single women, most of them working, are making that quick run before they head home. You can always tell the single ones. They usually have bird feed or cat litter in their box.
Sometimes some Purina puppy chow.
So you follow them. You see what kind of things they're buying. You can get a grip on it. You know, if you see they're buying family-sized packs of meat, you know, right away. They got a whole mishpucha there, and you don't want to waste your time.
But if she's just buying little things, you know, one bar of soap.
You wait. Wait till you get to the vegetable section. Then you say something like, you know, they just don't make cantaloupes like they used to. She'll look over at you and smile, and she'll say, yeah, you know, they look sorry this year. Then you can say, you know, sometimes I wonder why I'm even over here at the fresh vegetables. I gotta just, you know, buy the TV dinners. You know, when you just cook for one person, it's kind of a waste of time. You know, make sure you smile and laugh a lot. And she'll probably say, yeah, you know, I feel the same way about myself. So you push your cart side by side for long once you've established that she is an available target. And you say, hey, look, we're both going to be cooking. You like steak, I like steak. Tell you what, why don't we cook us a couple of steaks? I don't live too far from here. You go to my place. She said, no, I think I'd rather go to mine. Well, whatever. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I ran into one the other day, just like that. You see, you need a common plane of reference. That's what we stress in the Greaseman Habatuki Handbook. The very fact that you're both in the supermarket, you're both looking at the vegetables, and you're both cooking alone, establishes a common plane of reference. I had one the other night, although I did get over this. She said, I must tell you, I just came to D.C. I've never been with a man. I'm here because I had the job. My father knows a congressman. He got me a job. I really am alone and a little afraid. And you look like a nice person, but I'm just not ready. I said, well, okay. We finished the wine. And I left. Went home. Quick rosie, off to bed. But before I left, I did tell her. I said, one day you will be ready. One day everyone is ready. When you are. I'll be at the supermarket Wednesdays between 5 and 6. And one day I was there, and sure enough, we bumped into each other. But she had nothing in her basket. I could tell she was looking at me. She said, I'm ready. I smiled, and I turned to the butcher. I said, buddy, make that 2 steaks. Sure enough, once again, I ran to her place with her. We left my car in the parking lot. She couldn't keep her hands off me. We drove to her place. We gulped down the steaks and then hungrily, we simultaneously achieved our Shangri-La. And in the aftermath, she lay there looking so sweet, so pure, so radiant, a newfound glow on her. And of course, you always have the problem of extraction after, you know, it's like, you know, in the Marines. You know, you get in, you do the job, but you gotta get out again. You know what I'm saying? You can't just linger there. So it's the same thing in Habatuki. Somehow you must find your way to the dorm. So I thought about it for a second. She said, I don't know about you, but I feel wonderful. I feel wonderful. I feel like, I don't know, like there's been a new awakening, a new dawn in me. I just puffed on my camel a while. I said, well, I feel pretty good. As a matter of fact, I feel good, too. You know, I could sing it from the highest rooftop. She said, what do you mean? I said, well, let's tell you what, if you don't mind, let me put on my jeans, and I'm going to go outside and sing at the top of my lungs to how good I... She said, oh, you're going to wake the neighbors. I said, no, come on. She said, well, all right. And she sat there with her little knees up in the covers, bundled all around her. I pulled on my jeans, grabbed my seal sucker jacket out the door. Yes, I sang all right. Imagine her shock and horror as she lay there under those covers, newly taken, newly awakened, to hear me go down on the street corner and yell, Taxi! Hey!